Let's say, Miha, the organizer, used that it's Dada punk, I think, in his text.
Some people say that, when in France, one man, he always said, he didn't speak English and he just said Dada, Dada to us, like, like just go Dada, что-то такое. And one man from Belgium, he said that he got this attack of tunnel vision during our concert.
In Antwerp.
In Antwerpen, yes.
But do you have any conceptual premises like Dada or anything else in your musical creation and performing?
They are not like preset or or как это сказать?
I think we didn't form it yet. Maybe it is in process. We lost during this tour. I think we lost any identification of ourselves,
and it's a good thing actually.
It forms all the time
And evolves and changes. But one of the most funny and bizarre descriptions of the stuff we do was by Nastya's mother.
And
she called it the basement of human psychology or human unconscious.
But she doesn't like it. That wasn't a compliment.
And, well, it could be.
But we consider it as quite a good description.
What's the reason that you said your musical identity is changing because of the tour?
No, music is not changing, but
we are changing.
Yes, maybe.
And I think we have a lot of to melt to
because
in our heads to analyze after we come back. So it also will be a big kick for us to do something else. Maybe something new. And
I think that the music, that our feeling about ourselves, it doesn't exist. Yeah. And it exists only in people who comes for the shows. And people are always different, so that is why it is changing.
And does the tour actually pay off in terms of finance?
No.
So it's...
Smooth minus. I mean, we have to spend some our own monies, but not many.
So you're actually more or less doing it for the fun of it, touring around Europe.
Yeah, maybe for future.
Yeah, I think this time it was more adventurous. We just tried to do the most of it, but maybe next time it will be more thought out and more precise.
Somewhere I read that your show was banned, but that sort of sounded like banned for playing, but that sounded more like a PR stuff because it sounds good, or did it actually happen?
Ты помнишь старая история про то, как нас не вписали на фестиваль, помнишь, типа какой-то там христианский человек? Ну, это давно было.
It's a long, long time story, but we used it as a joke, but it became like a PR for people who promote the concerts. It was our like more of a joke, but people who try to promote our concerts, they're using this as a PR. Ну да, помните, давно еще. Это вообще
4 года.
Да. I mean, things are changing so drastically in Moscow to the worst. I mean, in terms of freedom. All kinds of freedom, so we also could be in homosexual propaganda.
Nikita and Max, they are so homosexual.
But in Moscow, there's also lots of places, maybe similar to this area,
no,
squatted?
No, not really.
No, squatted places.
No squatted places.
We have some art spaces, but it is more about money.
Before there was squats, but now everything is getting more commercial and legalized, so there's not much freedom with it. People, if you have any building to squat, probably just in a few days the police will come and will kick you out of there. Even though it doesn't belong to anyone. I mean, all the property belongs to the state there. So.
I know in St. Petersburg was one squat which was. 6 months, but it was really very conspirative, and people lived there during the winter, minus 30 degrees, and
they didn't have any conditions.
But they, it was complicated, and then they had to leave this place.
Mostly ex-squats, they were turned into more of a tourist attraction, like the one in St. Petersburg, Pushkinskaya 10. It was kind of a squat before, but it turned more into a commercial thing and a tourist attraction, so it's...
What about when you were in America? The clubs were probably quite different than the ones in around Europe, or maybe not?
It was... mostly we played... also, we did all kinds of stuff there. Also in some punk houses, some basements, some... galleries also. We didn't really play any big clubs, only in New York, the Cake Shop.
So what, it's sort of funny to play your music, which is rock and roll basically, in a gallery. I mean, that's not exactly the place.
But we
I
like
anywhere.
Different me personally, I like different situations for our music to be represented in a different conditions that we are not used to. Actually, I see it as a good challenge.